You're listening to the ITD Morning After on 590 The Fan and KFNS.com. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
I'm at the Love Circus if you're looking for me, bitches.
This doesn't sound like a hit to me.
But Boy Foy does.
Yes.
And you know hits.
I don't know a lot about music, but I know what I like, and I know a hit. Boy Foy is a hit, this is not. A
lot of people talking about August 20th at PT's Sports Cabaret, producer Joe versus Evan Makovsky. Look at Joe, he's shadowboxing. He's shadowboxing in the control room right now.
That left up.
And there's some talk about Joshua performing before those two stormy combatants enter the ring. Can you imagine?
There was talk
hot
about,
like the Dickens.
There was talk about Joshua taking on Timberfake.
There was.
About, but that's not going to materialize.
Well, we're going to see how this new fight federation that we have.
I'm still the headliner, right? The media will still realize I'm the headliner.
Yeah. Tim, you're on Sports Radio 1380.
Yeah. I'm a media member, man.
It takes place August 20th, and you can get tickets here at KFNS at 8045 Big Bend Road in Webster Groves, Missouri. $10 in advance, $20 night of the fight. Now, the other thing that we have going that a lot of St. Louisans are buzzing about, Doug, is amateur night. And that's in 5 days, as you know.
I would have tried this. Try this. Doug, we have something else going you might be interested in.
What's that?
Pie, pie, and more pie.
I like pie.
I think calling it pie is vulgar, and not necessarily everybody takes off their undercarriage pants.
What? Huh?
You're having a little bit of a communication problem today.
Their undercarriage pants? Is that what you said?
That's how you say it properly. We have this amateur night that everybody's talking about.
What have I gotten myself into?
Undercarriage pants.
I'm confused.
We have pie. Pie and pie.
No, pie, pie, and more pie. What's he talking about? I think pie's delicious.
It's all at the Penthouse Club on Wednesday. Jennings Randolph Jr. and Wendy from the Late Night Score are hosting it. And what we decided to do at Inside STL after a very in-depth board meeting is we are going to put our own horse in the race, so to speak.
A horse-faced woman?
No, no, no. Our own horse in the race.
Woman with big teeth.
No.
And I think Doug nailed it.
And it turns out the person who posts on that message board on Inside STL submitted a girl I guess he used to go out with. And
against her will and her knowledge?
She has contacted me, and she would like to participate in the amateur night festivities
unless,
on Wednesday.
Unless she has a really long face and big teeth, I say we don't do it. Keep looking. I think it would be wonderful if we had a horse-faced woman each week so we could say we really do have a horse in the race.
So you want us to find an unattractive woman who looks like a
yes.
horse to compete in amateur night?
Yeah, every month.
I think this girl's pretty good-looking, though, but you don't want
she's
that.
She's out.
You don't want to see the good-looking girl, then.
You could be attractive and still have a bit of a horse face.
Give me an example.
It's not impossible. I can't think of any right now.
Perfect.
How about Sarah Jessica Parker? Somewhat attractive. Horse-faced gal.
No.
I mean, it's too easy just to find someone who's really attractive.
To get naked, who normally doesn't do it. Yes.
Right. Let's find one that looks like a thoroughbred so we can say we indeed have a horse in the race.
I would rather see, if we're going to go horse face, I would rather see a woman who looks more like a kangaroo. That'd be a little different.
It's not going to be easy to find, sir.
There are women that appear to have a pouch.
Plenty of those.
Uh-huh. Okay, back to what you were saying.
So we're giving away $500 just if the person competes in amateur night. If we can take a true amateur and get her to compete and be our representative, not our horse, because we're going to find a horse face girl for you, but our representative.
All right.
And we have this lass who has contacted me and says she wants to do it. And I believe she's going to be in studio on Monday. And we'll make sure that she's going to
this
perform.
This 53-year-old is bringing candy.
Doug, bring in some carrots. They love that.
And apples. Is she the only candidate we have?
As of right now, she's the only one who's taken me up on the offer of $500, which means she's going to get the $500 as long as she performs on Wednesday. It's pretty easy.
She's a winner either way.
Exactly. And I had a feeling. I'm surprised we actually got one. Yeah, that's with you.
You can buy a lot of oats for $500.
But she's pretty attractive. I believe she has a nice figure.
A figure.
And she will be... She will be in studio on Monday, and then she will be performing at the Penthouse Club and having Jay Randolph Jr. yelling at her while he smokes a cigarette and she takes her top off for the first time in front of strangers. Hmm. That's what we can do for your career at Inside STL.
You can ruin her for life is what you can do. You think this won't come back to haunt her later? Are people allowed to take photos and everything there?
No. Cameras are not allowed, sir.
But cell phones are?
Yes, but if you were holding up a cell phone, you are... usually immediately escorted out of the facilities.
Yeah, but people can pretend they're making a call and click a picture.
I have actually, at the Penthouse Club years ago, and it was like a Razor phone. It wasn't even like one of these smartphones. I was legitimately texting. You can't get a good picture on one of those old phones. And why would I take a picture of a girl stripping? I mean, who cares?
Blackmail them later.
The girl's a stripper.
Oh. Well, she might try to get a legitimate job at some point.
That's a shot at strippers.
Well, that's how blackmailing works. And extortion.
And they said, sir, we need you to leave. And I go, what are you talking about? I'm texting. You're holding your phone up. I said, I'm not taking a picture. I didn't even know that you couldn't do that.
Did you get a look at your arms?
Did you get thrown out or did you talk them out of it?
No, I explained that. I said, you can look at my phone. I wasn't taking a picture. I wasn't taking a picture. Jay Randolph Jr. has pictures of women's feet submitted to him on his phone. Oh. And he was showing Doug.
Yes, he did. A couple of feet, and he liked it a lot.
We can't get too detailed, but we can say he prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
And also a toilet.
Oh, he prefers to be treated like a toilet. Oh, God, I miss that show.
Every Sunday night they have it on. Oh. When you get done with Sports Sunday, you can turn it on. It's on MSNBC.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like him breaking down the video. It's like ESPN's version of Sports Century. It's like Chris Hansen reliving the moments. As he destroys people's lives. Producer Joe, I saw you tweet yesterday that you have the origin of Jay Jr.'s foot fetish. I wonder what's going on with this. This is interesting. This is like Freud here, except it's Joe.
Jennings used to have this woman who came over to his house when he was about 13 or 14 who was friends with his mother, but she was in her mid to late 20s.
Very hot.
And, well, Jennings found her to be very attractive as well.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this yesterday. It may have been a Fast Times at Ridgemont High moment without getting caught. And apparently she had beautiful feet, and that is possibly where the foot fetish came from.
When he was 13?
13, 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah. This woman used to tease him a bit, I think.
With her feet? When he was 13 and
no,
he was 25?
I think just laying out by the pool and teasing him a little.
Laying out by the pool is teasing someone?
Maybe she apparently, just wanted to get a little sun.
All right.
Apparently, Jennings was quite attracted to this lady.
Right.
And obviously she was 14, 15, 16 years older than him.
Right.
And I'm just relating.
But I don't understand where the foot fetish thing...
She had beautiful feet, and I think he was attracted to her feet at that time, and that's where the foot fetish may have started.
I don't think that answers the question, because I think in order to notice someone has beautiful feet, you have to be looking for feet.
Yeah.
Maybe you just see the feet, and you're like, oh, wow, those might be the
most
perfect feet
I've
ever
seen.
Yeah,
but I don't think that does it for you unless it does it for you. Follow me? Holler if you hear me, Tupac?
Yeah.
What's up, G?
It's kind of a chicken and egg argument, isn't it?
It is, Doug. Joe, you have not found the root.
Okay, I thought maybe I had.
You found an example of his.
But, yeah, I mean, how do you become attracted to feet without seeing attractive feet?
It's, I think it's something to do with a submissive thing.
That having a foot fetish means that you are a bottom. I'm not saying a bottom in a gay relationship.
Are you saying that your co-host on the 1-3 show is a bottom?
No, it has nothing to do. Well, a bottom in the sense that he's not the dominant one. You said he's submissive. The bottom is not the dominant one.
I didn't say Jay Randolph Jr. is a submissive bottom. I did not say that. I said I think when it comes to foot fetish.
I bet he appreciates you breaking down his life like this.
Oh, listen. Timmy said that foot fetishes come from being submissive.
I believe that's where it comes from. Okay. It's like, for example, some people that like to practice fun with liquid waste.
Oh, no.
And it depends on which position you are in said activity.
And if you enjoy doing that, you would be the bottom in that relationship.
If you enjoy being
lying
down in the bathtub, for example.
You would be the bottom, and that's what I'm saying.
But if you're not, if you're the one standing in the bathtub.
You are the dominant, the top.
Right.
Yes. That's not a gay relationship. That just happens to be a top-bottom situation.
It's
outside.
Not top-bottom. It's only top-bottom if it's gay.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
The submissive one is the bottom in all cases.
No, it's...
Yes, it is. Top-bottom is not just reserved for the gays. Top-bottom can be referred to in anything.
I want to update everybody what's going on in the studio. The cat, I think, is looking at watches or headlines again, and Doug is thinking about what he can do to get out of this and do something
else
in his life.
Some real sports talk radio, nuts and bolts.
I got my hands over my face in case someone walks by the studio here. And
I just feel that
they had Lithgow on this morning.
If I look at something else, I can pretend it's not happening.
Yep. You can divorce yourself from the whole proceedings.
It's like the scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Don't look at the Ark! So Jodas came on this program and said the co-host of another program was a bottom man.
Yeah, he did.
But not a homosexual. Just to be clear, not a homosexual. Tops
the real sports talk radio, nuts and bolts.
They made it.
How did we get to that? Just because he looks at feet. I mean, guys look at all parts of women, don't they?
My show loses money, but I've made it.
Oh, now we can't. That part can't be said.
Is that true?
Well, I'm politely asking that not be discussed. That aspect of it. Mocking the host is part of the fight promotion. Getting into details of producer Joe's life, any of our lives, mocking the host is acceptable, for the record.
Just not about the finances.
The businesses. I mean, you know, I'm talking about the business of Inside STL, you know. Wouldn't want that discussed.
Well, you make money.
Well, I mean, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know, you know.
No, I know you do. I don't think you sign a bi-monthly check over to me for show.
That's poker money you're getting there.
Yeah, exactly. That comes from our friends at PokerStars.
I have a feeling.
Company's losing money left and right.
As soon as this show is not profitable, I'm fairly certain Doug and I will punch in the old code on the door and realize it's been changed.
We'll just stand out there all day with our nose against the glass. Say, what?
Kind of like that guy Peter Neidhorst used to come by and watch us.
What happened?
8:46 in St. Louis. We'll get to that Cardinal trade deadline discussion.
We've had so many important things to get to first.
That's why, 45 minutes.
Don't read the tweets.
Don't read what tweets?
Any tweets.
What does tweets have to do with talking about Jay Randolph Jr. and Joe's
accusation? Well, it started from a tweet you read from producer Joe, didn't it?
Ah, yes. But I don't know how we got to that. How did I get to that? What were we talking about?
Buzz Bissinger? Is that it?
Yeah, but Buzz Bissinger wasn't talking about that stuff. Buzz Bissinger's out of his mind.
I tweet. Please talk about my tweets.
Ah, God help us all. You can email in the morning after at kfns.com. $20 to the Blarney Stone is the prize for the Ticket Guys. Email the Ticket Guys, 877-877-4849. Or text in for the Hooters text of the day. $10 gift certificate to Hooters, 68247. Then you text Inside STL. And then your text can be read on the air. And you never know. You might just win that Hooters text of the day. 68247. You text Inside STL. And you can be a part of this program like it's nobody's
business.
Thank you. Let's see. Hey, Doug, can you please lick my...
No.
That comes from Dr. Thunder.
You didn't even consider the offer.
No, I won't consider it.
That comes from Dr. Thunder.
I don't care who it comes from.
It's not the Dr. Thunder, I hope.
Just says Dr. Thunder, so I don't think it's the Dr. Thunder. 848 in St. Louis, DIT Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.